Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are going through something really challenging. Your little one is doing things that feel dangerous to get your attention, and you're worried. You're scared. And you're wondering, why is my child doing this? I want you to take a deep breath with me right now, because I'm going to share something with you that might change everything. Are you ready? Your child isn't being bad. They're not trying to hurt themselves or scare you on purpose. What they're actually doing is communicating with you in the only way their 4 or 5-year-old brain knows how. They're saying, I need you to see me. I need you to hear me. I need to know that I matter. Let me explain what the magic book taught me about this. You see, when children are 4 and 5 years old, they're in this amazing developmental phase where they're learning to express really complex emotions. But here's the thing. Their communication skills and their ability to regulate those big feelings haven't caught up yet. So when they feel overwhelmed, when they feel disconnected, when they feel like their emotional needs aren't being met, they don't have the words to say, Mom, Dad, I'm feeling really disconnected from you right now, and I need some quality time. Instead, their little nervous system goes into overdrive, and they do something that they know will get your attention immediately. Now, I know what you might be thinking. But Inara, if I give them attention when they do dangerous things, won't that just encourage more dangerous behavior? And that's such a thoughtful question. But here's what the research shows us, and what the magic book has whispered to me through thousands of years of watching children grow. The kind of attention your child is seeking isn't just any attention. They're not looking for you to lecture them or put them in timeout or have a long discussion about safety rules. What they're actually seeking is something much deeper. They're seeking the message that says, you are safe with me, even when you're feeling out of control. I see you. I hear you. You matter to me. Janet Lansbury, who's a wonderful parenting educator, explains this so beautifully. She says that children seeking attention through challenging behaviors are actually seeking these deeper messages. You are safe with us, even when you feel like lashing out. We won't let you hurt or upset us. We are here to help when you are out of control. Isn't that powerful? And doctor. Amy Kranzler from Handspring Health reminds us that being attuned to how your child is feeling and expressing curiosity in an open and compassionate way helps to foster a safe and supportive environment for them to explore and feel their feelings. So what does this look like in real life? Well, when your child does something dangerous to get your attention, the first thing to do is ensure their safety. Physically block the dangerous behavior calmly and confidently. You're not overreacting, you're not getting angry, you're just calmly stopping them while saying something like, I see you need my attention right now. I'm here. You're safe. And here's the really important part. You're not launching into a lecture about why what they did was dangerous. You're not repeating the safety rules they already know. Because here's the truth, they already know it was dangerous. That's actually why they did it. They knew it would get your attention immediately. Instead, you're giving them what they actually need, which is your calm, loving presence. You're showing them that even when they're feeling out of control, even when they're doing things that scare you, you're still there. You're still their safe place. You're still connected to them. Now, the Child Mind Institute teaches us something really important about behavior management. They say that consequences that are more effective begin with generous attention to the behaviors you want to encourage. So while you're calmly blocking the dangerous behavior, and giving your child that message of safety and connection, you also want to be really intentional about noticing and celebrating the times when they ask for your attention in appropriate ways. When they come up to you and say, Mommy, will you play with me? Or Daddy, can you watch this? You want to respond with enthusiasm. You want to show them this is how you get my attention. This works. And it feels so much better than doing something scary, doesn't it? The magic book showed me something else that's really beautiful. There's a story in the book of Inara called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. It's about Ethan and Sophia, who discover this magical advocacy center where worried feelings actually bloom into solution flowers. And the most amazing thing happens when they learn that sharing their worries and feelings creates these beautiful flowers that show them answers. This story teaches children something so important. It teaches them that their emotions matter, that when they express their feelings in healthy ways, they're heard, they're understood. And together, you can find solutions. After you read this story with your child, you might create your own special listening time each day. Maybe it's 5 minutes before bed or right after school where your child knows this is MY time. Mom or dad is going to listen to me completely without distractions, without judgment, just pure listening. And you know what happens when children feel truly heard? They don't need to do dangerous things to get attention anymore because they already have it. They already know that their feelings matter, that they're seen, that they're valued. I also want to remind you of something really important. This phase, where your child is seeking attention in these challenging ways, it's temporary. It's not a sign that you've done something wrong as a parent. It's not a sign that your child is going to grow up to be a difficult person. It's actually a sign that your child trusts you enough to show you their biggest, messiest feelings. And that's actually a good thing. Research shows us that children whose caregivers respond with calm acceptance of difficult emotions while maintaining firm safety boundaries, they develop better emotional regulation skills over time. So every time you respond to your child's attention-seeking behavior with connection instead of punishment, with understanding instead of lectures, you're actually teaching them how to manage their emotions. You're teaching them that feelings are okay, that they can trust you with their hardest moments. And that's building a foundation for their emotional health that will last their entire life. So here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. When your child does something dangerous to get your attention, take a deep breath. Calmly ensure their safety, and then give them what they're really asking for, which is connection. Show them that you see them, you hear them, and you're there for them, even in their hardest moments. And then, when things are calm, read The Center Where Hearts Are Heard Together. Let that story open up conversations about feelings and being heard. Create those special listening times where your child knows they matter. You're doing such important work, my friend. You're raising a human being who's learning to navigate big emotions in a world that doesn't always make sense to them. And you're doing it with love, with patience, and with so much care. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. Sweet dreams, and remember, every challenging moment is an opportunity for connection. With love and starlight, Inara.